It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mass.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B.
Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mass.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell up for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome to the program. It's Felger and Maserati, presented to you by DraftKings here on 98.5 The Sports Hub and simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. It's an agenda-free Friday, Maz.
Yes.
You know what that means.
Yep.
You set the agenda out there with your wonderful phone calls. And that's it. We have no agenda. You are tired of the Brady Watch and want to talk about something else? Then it's up to you to change the subject. At 617-779-0985, Jimmy has released the hounds, so the phone lines are open for you. Load them up. We'll go to you in the first segment if you're ready, for crying out loud. But in the meantime, we give you opening takes. Maz, Murray, who wants to go first?
Murray, you want to go? You want me to?
And I'm sorry, just let me say one more time, or let me just say, that agenda-free Fridays are driven by the Bernardi Auto Group, where car buying is always agenda-free. Choose from new Acuras, Audis, Hondas, Toyotas, Volvos, and over 500 pre-owned vehicles. Bernardi for now, Bernardi for life, BernardiAutoGroup.com. Murray.
Yeah, so yesterday we had some fun with Giselle's Instagram story Q&A when someone asked her, where will you be living next year? To which she said, hopefully somewhere nice, which quite obviously translates to anywhere but here. But as it turns out, with any story related to Tom Brady during the Brady Watch, the babies in the blood community were all up in my feed after we did that segment and the rest of, well, really the last 24 hours, with the video of another question that Giselle was asked on the Instagram story. Do you like living in New England? Here's her answer.
Yes, I love it. I've been living there for 12 years. My kids love it. They love the snow. As a Brazilian, I have a little harder time with the cold, but I really can appreciate the beauty of the seasons there.
See, idiots, she loves it here. She can deal with the cold. She's just like us.
Right.
Hi, liar.
Yeah. Someone as worldly and sophisticated as supermodel Giselle Bundchen just can't get enough of our borderline psychotic love of sports, our vast fields of anger, and fried seafood. Yeah, we got a lot to offer to Giselle here. What do you expect someone as famous as Giselle to say? Of course she's going to say that she loves it here, you idiots. If she said anything otherwise, it risks damaging her brand and, by extension, Tom Brady's.
How come she's not here then?
Well, so that's the thing.
I mean, it's so great. Why didn't she just stay?
It's a crock. She's telling you what you want to hear, and it's further proof that anything pertaining to the Brady Watch, you have to pay attention to the actions and not the words. Because the reality is, as you say, Mike, is as soon as her husband and his teammates lost a wild card weekend to the Titans, she couldn't pack up the house and the kids and get the hell out of here fast enough.
Not even. I think they were gone even before the game.
So pay attention to the actions, not the words. Just because she said it on Instagram doesn't make it real.
But the other thing's real to you?
Yeah, because the other thing's the reality. She's gone. She left. She's telling you what you want to hear.
Seriously, she was out of here during Christmas vacay.
Goodbye.
Adios. Is that how they say it in Brazil, adios?
I don't know if that's his word is there. Anyway, Maz, what's your opening take?
Okay, so mine pertains to the Brady story. We spent a lot of time on Jeff Darlington yesterday and his comment, specifically his comment, that he would be quote-unquote stunned at this stage if Tom Brady returned to the Patriots. Stunned is what he said. That's the word he said. Today, Darlington was back on Get Up this morning and offered more perspective. They played some of this on the midday show, unfortunately, because I was hoping that they didn't. But nonetheless, there was a part of the comment that stuck out to me, which we grabbed. Jimmy Stewart, fire away.
Tom right now is looking at free agency with his eye on that. They also are of the belief that he could go into Bill Belichick's office and Belichick could present him with a master plan.
Whoa. Hold on. That part wasn't in the report yesterday. They are also of the mindset that he could walk in and be presented with a master plan. Yeah. Was that in there?
It was.
Was it?
It was.
But the way he said it yesterday was he'd be quote unquote stunned.
Kill your action.
No, go ahead, kill it.
But he did. It was part of his thing. It wasn't as he sort of broke it out there and more clearly presented it. But in both of the cuts we had yesterday where he talked about he'd be stunned if he stayed, he said there's still people around Brady who think he could walk into Belichick's office and get talked into it.
Do you feel like he walked back his comments this morning at all?
I haven't heard him this morning, so one of the rare mornings I missed it. That's the only cut I've heard. I don't think he walked anything back yesterday. I think he said that yesterday.
Okay. No, I said walk back this morning. I think he walked it back a little this morning. A little, maybe not a lot. But regardless, I'll tell you what, that part of it is really the only point that was there from the very beginning. That this thing's not over. It could change at the end, which really brings me to this. If I am another team, do I believe that Tom Brady is going to walk out on the Patriots at the end of all this? And my answer is probably not. And so what I would need is for Brady to prove to me that he's going to leave the Patriots. So now I can sit here, I can sit here and tell you that I think Brady is leaving the Patriots. But if I'm John Gruden, with the possible exception of Mike Vrabel, who knows Brady very, very well, if I'm someone with another organization, given the history that Brady has had with that team and the relationship that Brady has had with that team, I need to sit down with him eye to eye, and I need him to tell me in no uncertain terms that he wants to play for me and that he's ready to leave New England. I need to hear that.
Okay, that's Maz's opening take. Brady watch, couple there. I'll just set up a Bruins talk that I want to do a little bit later on this hour. The game last night, I thought it was sort of in a nutshell of what I was expecting, a response. And it wasn't immediate, and they weren't great in that game. And it took a fight from David Krejci, of all things, to sort of light the fire. But, there you go. They did respond. And after that fight, you sort of saw scrap and fight from that team, and they've done it all season long. Pretty much all season long, when they've had a moment like that, they've come out and they've won, or they've played well and they've shown focus and drive, and I think that they've been on this singular sort of line the entire season. So it was good to see it yesterday. And I think that did, as an aside, and again, not that it was certainly a heavyweight bout, but that did show you the functional benefit of fighting in hockey. The team got a lift, the building got a lift, and the team used it in a functional manner to win a hockey game. It wasn't just goonery. It wasn't just violence for violence sake. That actually turned the momentum of a hockey game and helped you win a hockey game. And there, right there, is the value of fighting in hockey. And hopefully it never goes away, and hopefully it makes something of a comeback. And while those certainly weren't heavyweights, Krejci threw some nice shots there. He threw some nice shots in that fight. I didn't know he had it in him.
Me either. I was like, oh, he can actually fight?
Some, like, clean right hands. Boom, boom, boom. Impressive. There are your opening takes.
Just quickly, what do you think of Nick Ritchie?
So, obviously much better. I didn't know Kasha as much. And I'll just be honest that I didn't have a great eye on the game. I'm watching it on my phone at dinner or the TV across the room. So, I can't give you a blow-by-blow of that game. I saw the broad parameters of it, and I saw sort of that period after the Krejci fight, and Ritchie was obviously noticeable. His goal was luck.
Fluky, yeah.
Yeah, it was just a...
But he seemed pesty, you know?
Like, yes, well, see, like, you're going to notice that guy, good or bad. Like, he's going to be out there, and he's going to be playing, and he's, you know, like that's an important pickup. And same with Kasha. Like, these guys are going to be factors. There's some Bruins talk for you to lead off an agenda-free Friday. To your thoughts, let's take a Celtics call to lead us off here. Go ahead, Justin and Jupiter.
Hey, how you doing? First time, long time. I don't know if you guys have touched on this in the last couple of days or not, but Jason Tatum is definitely establishing himself as a premier player in this league. and they locked up Brown last summer. Is it too early to start talking Tatum? Is they going to mess with the cap in the NBA? Or what are they going to try to do bringing in with the other guys coming in the free agent market?
So we did some Tatum stuff yesterday, and we left two things on the board that I want to get to today. One is the fallout in the future for Jason Tatum. I'm not worried about the Celtics doing what it takes to sign him. They're going to give him the max they can possibly give him. Like whatever Ben Simmons signed last year, whatever they can do more, they'll do more. Do you have any concern that he'll want to be here?
Sure, I always have that concern. I think they're confident about it, though.
Yeah.
I started asking about that after Brown signed, because I wasn't sure Brown would re-sign. And so I got, you know, I got the sense that they're confident in the relationship with Tatum. We'll see what happens. Is he confident in the relationship with them? I don't know.
The problem is they're always confident. They're always confident. They thought Kyrie would want to stay. They thought Anthony Davis would want to come. You know, they always think it's going to break their way. Confident group. So,
Not always. I mean, last year they were starting to have reservations about Kyrie. I mean, I shouldn't say reservations. They were starting to have concerns about Kyrie leaving.
They didn't really express them.
I mean, not publicly they didn't.
I mean, you heard a whiff, but I think they told a lot of reporters that, nope, he's coming, he wants to be here, because there was a huge round of reporting, or just the whole tone was that, no, he's coming and Anthony Davis is going to consider it. We have this Ryan Russillo cut talking about, yeah, they've been saying all year about Kyrie coming back, Kyrie, because that's what they were saying behind the scenes. And so, look, that doesn't mean Tatum doesn't want to be here. I just think, I don't know. I think they're always looking on the sunny side of things over there. So that's one. And two, can he draw other people here? Like, is he one of those stars that wants to be here, stay here, and draw other guys to come play with him?
I don't know.
Because that's the other shoe to drop, right? Like, that's the, you know, he's that superstar.
He drew Kemba Walker here.
Do you think?
Because they have a shared sponsorship.
So if the answer is yes, then that's good news.
That's yes.
Okay. That's a yes from Jay Stu. Here's something. For that, Jay Stu, I'll give this one to you. Matt in Braintree. Go ahead.
Jimmy Stewart. Big question here. Did Macho Man hook up with Stephanie McMahon? Is that true? What do you know?
Macho Man? Like, is Randy Savage still Macho? No,
he has since passed on. There's a big rumor that Randy Savage and Stephanie had a thing that
really
is not confirmed at all.
What do your sources on the ground say?
It feels like it did, but there's never been any confirmation about it.
Did he pass up? Did he like cheat on the fabulous Elizabeth? Was that her name?
Yeah, it was Elizabeth. And I'm not sure about their situation, but that's one of the underground. There's a question as to Stephanie's age at the time.
Oi, wow. Well, that's a whole other element.
Well, in that case, I don't want to go anywhere near it.
So, well, we'll...
Happy SmackDown to you.
Yeah, we're going to work on that, and then we'll get back to you, folks. We'll keep you posted. We've got Michael in New Hampshire on the Brady Watch. Yes, Mike.
Hey guys, I wanted to touch a little bit on Brady, but if he actually does decide on leaving the Patriots, I also read a report today that the Patriots have shown interest in Marcus Mariota. I wanted to get your guys' take on that to see if, like, do you think Marcus Mariota could actually adjust into New England's offense run by Bill Belichick?
I think that Bill would win with him, is what I think.
I think he's a good fit for Josh McDaniels, who seems to fancy mobile quarterbacks. He drafted Tebow. He was sniffing around Lamar Jackson. I think of these retreads, that would probably be the one that McDaniels would have most interest in.
Yeah. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I think he sucks. And I don't think they'd win with him. I think he sucks that bad. So just so we're all on the record, you think they'd win with him because you believe in Bill more than... I mean, I believe in Bill, too. I just don't believe in the player.
Well, no, but there's a line, right? I mean, I don't think he'd win with... Hell, Brock Osweiler, right? You know, like, there is a quarterback who sucks so bad he can't win with him, right?
I mean, I believe Mariota's it.
And you think Mariota's that guy?
I think he blows.
And you don't believe that about Derek Carr or Andy Dalton?
I don't. Well, Carr, I'm not a fan of Carr.
Would they win with Carr?
No. Carr doesn't have the balls to lead. And I think other guys in the huddle know it. I think that's a huge problem.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, off and running on an agenda-free Friday. Back to you after this.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, go, go on the go, Sports go. Hub app.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs, to slam dunks,
all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Maz. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
Well, where should he play next year? It should not be in New England.
Why?
I can't sugarcoat New England. If we look at the football team of the New England Patriots and the skill players that are around Tom Brady today, it's Julian Edelman, N'Keal Harry, Mohamed Sanu, Matt LaCosse, and James White. That's what you're going to surround Tom Brady with. And then everybody goes, well, Bill Belichick's done it before. He's put the team around Tom Brady before and he's pieced it together. Not when he was 43. He didn't do it then. Like that, he did it 10 years ago, yes, when Brady was at a dominant level at the position. So right now it should not be in New England.
Dan Orlovsky as part of that ESPN conversation yesterday with Darlington. We'd replay that one. Some people who feel that way. I'm curious if Brady agrees. Or is it, we have another cut from Orlovsky along the same lines where he says Tennessee's better, the Raiders are better, Chargers are better, that all these teams are better than New England. And I think he's just counting the tight ends and the receivers and the running backs and leaving out the coaches and all of that, but I wonder how Brady looks at it. So that's on the table as well here on Agenda Free Friday. Rafi in Vermont. Hi, Rafi.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Listen, my take is very quick. I want people to set history straight. Tom Brady is not leaving the New England Patriots. The Patriots is moving away from him because last year we have a clear evidence. Tom Brady asked for 3 years. The same trash is asking now. And Bill Belichick look at him straight in the eye and say, kick rocks. And this year, they warn him, if you're going to come back and talking about the same garbage in our conversation, don't even waste our time. We're going to have a red jacket waiting for you in a few years and move along.
Okay, Rafi. I think it's true to say the team's walking away from Brady more than Brady walking away from the team. If they had given him the contract the last couple of years, he's here.
Agreed.
Yeah, so now, you know, now it's going to be more mutual. And Brady's going to have a say in it. And, you know, you can make the claim to some degree that he's going to walk away because the Pats will offer him something and he'll walk away from it. But the point is, Bill started it, meaning he initiated the divorce because he didn't give him the contract the last couple of years and is even hardballing him right now as we speak, not even coming to the table. So I think that's accurate to say.
I mean, I think that's why Brady asked for them to not be able to use the franchise tag. So it was like, oh, if you're not going to invest in me, at least let me choose where I'm going to play.
We've got Demo in Maine. Yes, Demo.
How you doing, guys? Long time no speak.
Welcome.
Thank you. So real quick, I like Andy Dalton. I like him at the position. I like him in New England. My only hesitation with the guy, you got to make him dye the hair. I don't think that would work in New England.
There
That's
is
my only hesitation.
It is unfair. There is this profiling against the Redheads, and I think Murray's as guilty as anyone.
Sure,
why
man.
Is that?
Give me a successful ginger professional athlete in the history of gingers. You can't.
Stop. Maz?
Boris Becker? Is he redheaded?
Yeah.
Is he blonde?
Yeah.
Give me real sports.
Boris Becker.
Jim Courier?
I mean, the fact that you're mentioning tennis players supports Murray's argument.
Yeah, I suppose it does.
Come on. Give me the...
What are you going to go with, like, Todd Marinovich?
I mean,
you certainly can't do that.
Scal?
He was a cult hero.
Oh, like Dave Collins.
Dave Collins, good one. Excellent. Numbers retired.
Dave Collins, big
how many,
red.
How many years you got to go back?
Collins, not good, fine.
Well, he exists. Fine,
yeah. Come on, there's more.
Big Dave
Mark
Collins.
McGuire?
Was he?
Oh, that was fake.
Was he?
That was all drugs.
Was he? Who's the greatest?
Bill Walton?
So Walton, I was just about to say.
Walton's a good one.
Who's the greatest football ginger NFL player? Okay.
There you go.
Tweet us, text us, email us. The greatest ginger football player ever. I'd like to know who that is.
Sean White, the snowboarder?
Does not count.
Again, real sports.
Derek in Foxborough. Hi, Derek.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of talk of Brady going to the Raiders and Chargers, but no one mentions the fact that he'd have to be in the same division as Mahomes. And so you run the risk of maybe going 12-4, even 13-3, and ending up as the 5 seed, having to play 3 road playoff games because the Chiefs are, you know, 14-2. So I don't think those teams make a lot of sense.
So, Derek,
that's why I think the Titans. What?
Yeah, okay. You know, the division. It's like, I have a hard time believing that that's really going to play a factor for Brady. I think, if anything, the division matters in terms of here. I think people who say he may not want to come and play here with another team, that I'll allow for. That he may want to avoid the whole thing of wearing the black hat at Gillette as a member of the Raiders, Titan, blah, blah, blah. So, like, does that keep him out of a certain team? Maybe. But otherwise, he's offered by far the best contract with by far the best roster in a place where he wants to be and his family wants to live and is good for his brand and his business and it all lines up, but the Chiefs are in the division, so I'm not going to go. I don't think that's I mean, I can't think that he would like it, that he'd have to play the Chiefs twice a year, but would it preclude him from doing it? I can't imagine.
I mean, I don't know why he would eliminate any team based on a lot of that stuff. I still have a hard time believing he would eliminate a team just because the Patriots are on the schedule.
I would hope, right? I would hope not. I would hope not. Bob and Wayland. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. My premise and proposal is assuming that Brady's not going to leave, first and foremost. But the proposal needs to be to give him the money for 2 years that he wants. They commit to him, look him in the eye, just like Matt said, that they're going to surround him with the receivers he can throw to. But he has to commit on the other side, look him in the eye, and agree to sit him under his wing and teach him everything he knows, turn him into the next quarterback for the next 20 years for us. And I think that's a win-win that might work.
Yep, talked about this a lot. Everyone has to recommit to each other. Everyone, Brady's got to be all in winning the parking spot, and the Patriots have to be all in with him to surround him with the people that he needs, and they all have to sort of reset their commitment to each other, 100%. If it's going to be just what it's been the last couple of years, who wants that? I know that's Murray's big thing. They're just going to bring him back for more of the same, with a contract that he doesn't like and a roster he's not thrilled with, and so he doesn't show up in the offseason, and thus begins this spiral of he not being on the same page with them and them not being on with him. And it's like, why would we keep doing that?
If you had Brady, would you trust the Patriots?
No.
Okay, so and the call.
I mean, so look, I don't think he does. I think he should. He should trust him more than he does. But I don't think he does.
Yeah, I'm not sure he should trust him more than he does. I think he's got it right. And when I say he's got it right, meaning over the course of the 20 years, I think he's made more sacrifices than they have.
Oh, for sure.
And so that's why I say, you know, and again, I'm not criticizing him for it. I just think that that's the fact.
I think he should trust the fact that Bill's going to have him in position to win. That's what I'm saying. Maybe not on offense, maybe not your numbers, but the Bill will have him in position to win that division, have home playoff games, etc.
Yeah. The caller put words in my mouth that I didn't say. What I said was, if I were another team, I'd want Brady to look me in the eye and tell me, I'm going to leave the Patriots and I'm going to come play for you. I am comfortable doing that because I think the trust is, if it's Brady talking to the Patriots, then the Patriots have to look Brady in the eye and convince him.
Right.
If it's the other way around and I'm another team, Brady's got to convince me that he would leave New England because the suitors, I think, have serious doubts about that. And I think they're right to have serious doubts about it.
Quickly, best ginger athlete, Leo in the car.
Before that, it doesn't matter who plays quarterback for the Patriots next year. If they don't fix the offensive line and get a running back who can accelerate through a hole instead of decelerate. And for greatest ginger football player, at least for the Patriots, I would say the great Dan Copen. Thanks, guys.
Dan Copen.
Copen, good one.
Good ginger.
Give me a skill player.
Okay. He was a good center. Scott Weymouth, good ginger player, please, quickly.
I got Jack Nicholas. I got Red Auerbach.
No. Nicholas is blonde.
Kind of give me a real sport.
The Golden Bear.
Right? That's why they called him Golden.
Golden Bear.
Yeah, he's like a red bear.
Nah, he ain't the ginger bear. And Red was a coach and he was bald. So it doesn't count. I think we're proving our point that there's just not many great ginger athletes.
Yeah, Red Holtzman.
What about Red Grange?
Steve on Cape Cod, you're up next with a Bruins thought on Agenda Free Friday. Hi.
Hey, how are you doing? Sorry to change the subject. I just wanted to hear what you guys thought about Tuukka specifically. I know you guys do a lot of Bruins talk, but he's having a pretty good season.
Yep.
What did they say? One regulation loss so far. Specifically, Murray. I've heard a lot of opinions about Tuukka in the past, and I wanted to see if you guys thought he's going to be doing good. Is he going to fold like a lawn chair at the end of the season? What do you guys think?
Does Rask have only one regular season loss? Is that right?
A regulation loss at home this year, correct?
Oh, at home. Okay. Very good. So I've softened on Tuukka over the last, I'd say, year and a half. I mean, I really have. He was tremendous in the playoffs last year. Tremendous. Until Game 7, unfortunately. And so he bears the brunt of having as bad a game as anyone on that team. And a lot of guys had bad games. And he was okay in the series. You know, it wasn't like, I think he was okay in the series. He was great leading up to it. Okay, he outplayed Bobrovsky, who's the best goalie on the planet. And so he, you know, and he was key in that first round against Toronto. In the finals, he was fine, good, and not great when he, so like he bears the brunt of that. But he carried him to that point, and now he's come back and he's going to win the Vezina. So what am I supposed to do with that? Like, bench him, trade him, he sucks. Like, no, you play him and you hope he continues to play well. And this time, when he gets Game 7 to win the Cup, you hope he wins it. And that's it.
You said hope. I thought you said he's going to.
And my next sentence will be, Murray, if you get him in that spot again this time, he'll win it.
Yeah. And I said, after Game 7, I will never fall for the banana in the tailpipe that is Tuukka Rask in a moment like that ever again. They could go on a deep run, but I do not trust him, and I won't.
So
I'm not changing.
I think it's entirely possible that you get to Tampa in the second round and they rub you out in five or six games and Rask never gets in that spot. But I'm telling you, if he gets in that spot again, this time he'll win. Here's Murray's update, back with more on an Agenda Free Friday.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke's blue.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Traps the puck in the corner with five. The Stars trying to pry it free. 2-1. The Bruins wedge it ahead, and the horn sounds. The Boston Bruins are back in the win column. They snap a brief two-game losing skid and eke out a 4-3 regulation win over the Dallas Stars here on Garden Ice.
I mean, again, not great. They weren't great. And they were behind early and getting outplayed a little bit. And then the Krejci fight happens and they turns into a scrappy night and they fight their way through it and get a win. And I just, the team continues to kind of impress me. They do. Like, Tampa got hot as a pistol. Got right up on their back, won, like, was it 11 straight or something at one point Tampa did? They had some crazy record, like 25-3 over a stretch, and the Bruins held them off the entire time. Now Tampa has cooled off, which they were going to. And instead of you cooling off right along with them, you sort of stop your, I think they've lost now four straight or something like that. Instead of you going on something like that, you only lose two straight. And you rebound in the middle of it. Now you're 7 points clear of Tampa. 7 points clear of Tampa. You're 7 points clear of the second best record in the league. You have the best record in the league. I'm sorry, St. Louis has 86 points. You have the best record in the league by 6 points. So you're clearly, you know, the top regular season team in the league. But again, just last night shows me that they got a little bounce, but they have this thing going that they've had all year that I recognize from the first week of the season. And it's great. I think they're dialed in. I think they're ready to go on a run. And so I think last night was just another small little indication of it.
I also feel like they dodged a big bullet with McAvoy. I don't know how much, again, you said you had like one eye on it, but did you see the hit that he took? He was like face first into the boards. It was late in the third period. And Milbury kind of got on him. It was like, you know, you're in a bad spot there. And of course, social media was like, Milbury, you idiot. But I think he was right. Like, that was stupid on his behalf. Like, heads up, dude.
He's done that before, too. He leaves himself open. He's got to be better about that.
So is it important for them to be first and finish ahead of Tampa? And the question there is, Toronto's the third team now in the division. And, you know, if it stands the way it does right now, you would face that wild card team from the other division, Columbus, right now. The Rangers are charging. It might be the Rangers. Could be Columbus, Carolina, the Rangers, Islanders, Philly, like one of those teams. Would you rather face one of those teams or finish in second place and face Toronto again?
One of those teams.
Because you just, how often can you go to the well against that Leafs team?
Yeah, and the other thing is, I'm not telling you Toronto's had a great year. Obviously, it was a tumultuous beginning in particular, but they have high-end talent, on offense anyway. High-end talent, and I think that you have to respect that. Some of those other teams, I think the Bruins should wipe the floor with them, frankly.
Yeah, you're better off with Rangers, Columbus, but I don't truly fear Toronto in my core, even though they're talented and you went 7 games with them last year, like, they'll do something to screw it up. They're the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I mean, Murray's right. It's not a huge, you know, it's not a huge thing. But I still think any little thing you can do to ease the road a little and open up the door for someone else to slip up, you should do it. That's all. Because I think the road's going to be brutally difficult this year.
So I just, you know, I want them to finish first because I just like this. I just like how dialed in they are and how focused they've been all season long and how responsive they've been all season long. And just be that team. All right, so back to your phones on Agenda Free Friday as we continue. Matt and Bill Ricker with a thought. Hi.
Hey, what's going on? I was wondering what you guys thought about a better athlete in Boston right now, Jason Tatum or David Pastrnak?
Okay, it's an Agenda Free Friday question. Tatum.
Tatum.
I think he's a better all-around player. I still watch Pastrnak out there half the time, floating, turning the puck. And it sounds like I think he sucks. He's a brilliant offensive player.
But I just still can't get the stain of the Stanley Cup final and his how he disappeared in that series
ducked
out of my mind.
Ducked.
And he's been a blast to watch this year. But it's like Timu Solani 92-esque. Like, it's ridiculous,
I mean,
the pace he's on. But
I think Tatum's a better defensive player.
I mean, if Tatum hadn't improved defensively, you could argue right now it's a draw. But the fact that Tatum at least gives him something on the defensive end makes him more better.
Do you get any names for our greatest ginger athlete? Who's the greatest ginger NFL player ever, Murray?
Let's see. I'm trying to keep going through. So ginger athletes, Blake Griffin. That really could. Alexi Lalas. Sonny.
So this proves our point.
Yeah. Soccer.
You got to do better than, let's do better than Boris Becker and Alexi Lalas.
Sonny Jurgensen?
No. Jonathan Rivera, give me a name.
Hey, what's going on, Felder? I'm kind of shocked you didn't come up with this one. You're letting us hockey fans down. Peter Forsberg.
So I don't even really know. What are you sure? Ginger, not blonde?
100% ginger.
Okay, babe. Well, there's a good one. That's a good one. Give me a ginger American.
Look that up myself.
Okay, I want a ginger American. Just, I don't know why that matters, but it does, because we're talking about Andy Dalton, which is what this is.
I don't know if I can think of a redheaded American.
Is Andy Dalton the greatest ginger quarterback in the history of the league?
Probably.
Carson Palmer? Was he ginger?
No.
No, I don't think so. Phil and Lowell, your thoughts?
I've got an NHL guy. I think he's Canadian, but Lanny McDonald.
Lanny McDonald was red. There's no doubt about
it. Lanny McDonald's a good one.
Big, hairy red dude.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'll give him Lanny McDonald.
I like it.
Carson Palmer, I think you could call ginger.
Yeah?
Yeah. Even still. Yeah.
Carson Palmer is better than Andy Dalton.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so Carson Palmer. Is he coming with is that the greatest ginger quarterback in the history of the NFL? Chris in the car. Go ahead, Chris, on the NHL goalie system.
Yeah, Felga, two questions and a thought. First,
why can't the NHL teams carry a non-professional flip-flop wearing guy up in the ninth floor for emergency use? And second question, what is the rule in the playoffs and the Stanley Cup Finals? And my third thought is, if the Bruins need a guy, Todd Angeli.
Okay, all right, you can do it all. Pour you a stiff drink, sing you a song, and then play some net. I don't know what the rules in the playoffs. That's a great question. That's a great question.
I don't know.
I mean, knowing that rinky-dink sport, it's probably the same. I mean, when the refs went on strike, they pulled guys out of the stands. Remember that with the Bruins?
That was brutal.
88, was it? Whatever year that was?
That was the year. Well, never mind. Go.
Yeah. So who knows? It's probably the same. And so what? You employ a third goalie, an emergency third goalie, when it happens like once every 20 years. There's no way. They won't pay for it. As cheap as you could get, you know, pay the guy $50,000 a year, you're still $50,000 a year for what? It never happens. No, the emergency solution should be the exact same it is in other sports. You should have someone on the bench that's your emergency goalie who's played it in high school or screws around at practice or did it in juniors or whatever. Don't tell me there's not a guy on every team that has some plays ball hockey in the summer, whatever, has some experience in net. Just like in baseball, when you lose both your catchers, Dustin Pedroia has to go behind the plate. Or you lose your quarterbacks in football, Julian Edelman's your fourth quarterback or whatever. You got to do the same thing in hockey. It is ridiculous. The more, as good as that story was, that you pull a guy from the stands who works for the other team to play for you against them in a game that has playoff implications. I mean, that is so rinky-dink.
Preposterous.
Oh, my God.
It is. It's preposterous.
Minor league is what that is. Adam in Nashua for Jimmy Stewart. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, what up, Sue? What up? 3 points, 15 seconds. So best ginger athlete, Carson Wentz, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and Matt Boner from the Spurs. Second point, Murray. We got to shake it up, baby, at Encore. Number three for Jay Stu. What's going on with Goldberg? Why is he taking the title down? He didn't need the belt to go to WrestleMania. I'll see you in Mania, baby. Let's go.
Okay, Goldberg.
Bill Goldberg yesterday won the SmackDown version of the heavyweight championship. He'll be in Boston tonight.
How was it yesterday?
What's that?
Oh, there was an event last night?
There was an event in Saudi Arabia yesterday afternoon.
Wow. Holy.
So now they're in Boston. They've landed safely, so there's no hostage situation like last time.
But there was a hostage situation with the wrestlers?
Yeah, Vince McMahon and the Saudi prince had an issue over money. So the Saudi prince made sure that he grounded a plane full of WWE wrestlers, allegedly.
You wonder if Jimmy knows a little too much about this stuff. It's unbelievable.
A little scary.
I don't abide by Sharia law.
Inside the Ropes podcast.
I hear about people grounding planes and stuff. I'm out.
So Bill Goldberg has been on SmackDown recently on Fox. He's popped good ratings. They put a championship on him. He's supposedly going to fight Roman Reigns at this year's WrestleMania, Maz, in Tampa.
Okay. And again, your wrestling podcast?
Wrestling Inside the Ropes.
Okay. Carson Wentz, Ginger?
He sucks.
I think he's a ginger, yeah.
He's better than Andy Dalton, isn't he?
Barely.
Can't stay healthy.
Oh, what's all? Wait, Andy Dalton or Carson Wentz?
Wentz.
I guess Wentz, but
I'd forfeit the game.
What's up with Encore there, Murray?
I haven't been in a while, but sure. I'll see you there, fella.
Okay, baby. Long commercial-free segment is next on an Agenda-Free Friday. We continue with your wonderful phone calls.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
In
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Mass.
I love it.
You were right, Mass.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
And drop in the midst. It's going to be David Krejci with Joe Pavelski. Krejci with a couple right hands. Krejci right. Pavelski right. Krejci trying to switch hands. Pavelski grabs the leg. How about David Krejci throwing a couple right hands?
I was impressed. He flushed him a couple of times with some big overhand rights, full extension. Pretty impressive.
Hand was cut up, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you know the non-fighters. Like, as soon as the fight's over, Krejci's like looking at his hand, flexing his hand, like, ow. Ow, that actually hurt. But that was pretty good. Helped the team. Good example of a functional hockey fight that is actually there for the competition. Helps you win a game. I believe in that. Back to your phones on this and everything else. Scott in Bridgewater on Brady. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to call about Brady. I honestly don't think that he'll leave. I just think that with his decline in play last year, if he was signed here, that it would be, the talk would be his declining play and whatnot. And if he goes somewhere else and has a terrible season, and then we bring in Andy Dalton and Belichick is successful with him, it makes Brady's legacy kind of diminished and all the haters that have the credibility, because we went 4-0 when he was suspended.
Yeah.
Matt Castle had a successful season. And as far as the best redhead quarterback, Sonny Jurgensen, the redhead skin Hall of Famer.
Okay, babe.
Thanks.
Sonny Jurgensen. Little before,
doesn't count.
A little before our day.
Doesn't count.
The thing about Brady, there's no... His overall legacy, like when you look back at Brady in 15 years, is set. Like, I don't think anything can happen that's going to change that. But in the short term, can you say, well, look like Bill had it right or Brady had it right? Yeah, and that'll definitely happen. But like his overall legacy, that ain't going to change any more than Joe Montana's legacy changed when he changed teams and looked hobbled at the end and got beat up at the end. Like, his legacy is his legacy, and Brady's will be his as well. And I don't think there's anything that can happen. The only way, it can only go up, and that's if he wins a Super Bowl somewhere else. Otherwise, I don't think there's any downside for him in the long term. In the short, we'll say Bill got it right. Paul in New Hampshire on Brady. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how you guys doing? I want to talk about Brady. I think that wherever he goes, he's going to be a high-maintenance quarterback. Not just with him, his wife, and everywhere he goes. You know, the Patriots organization has given him a pass, preseason, all this. He's been here forever. Do you honestly think he's going to just be able to go up and pick a football up and these guys are going to say, hey, wow, we got the superstar and things are just going to congeal and be great?
You mean here or somewhere else?
Anywhere he
goes.
I
do if he's into it. Yeah. If he invests in the team. Yeah. I mean, his whole career, he made those around him better. And I think that's been his biggest tail off the last couple of years. Is his unwillingness to work or believe in, or maybe they just suck so bad, but whatever. Like, that whole thing has fallen off, right? I mean, there was a time where he made those around him better. And he could take middling pieces, and the next thing you know, they're producing, and he's throwing to them. And he absolutely has that in him. That used to be his greatest strength, and it doesn't really happen anymore. But I think that if he reengaged, he would get that back, I think.
This is why I think a change of scenery is good for him. I think he's better off going to a new place where he's going to hold himself accountable. Because it feels to me like New England, the act got stale for him. That's what it feels like.
Maz, are the Celtics a title contender?
No.
Okay, Luke in Vermont, you may address Maz.
All right, I got 2 points for Maz. The reason the Celtics have become a title contender is because, and this is my premise from the beginning of the year, Kemba could be no higher than the second most significant player on the team. And I think Tatum has passed him. And in a perfect world, if the Celtics are actually going to get to the finals, even if Kemba's the number two scoring option, we need him to be the third most impactful player. Like Hayward is either distributing the ball really well, or Jaylen Brown is also getting 25 and is a lockdown defender. I think Tate, go ahead.
Well, why is that your calculus? That for them to be a true title contender, Walker has to be more of a role player?
Because I just don't think you can have him be the best player on the team and be a title contender. I actually agree with Maz, similar. I don't think he's Isaiah Thomas, but he's also not Steph Curry.
I see what you're saying.
For the Celtics to be great, they need Tatum to be great, Hayward to be great, Brown to be great. And my second point is, Maz, this is the most talented team Brad Stevens has ever had. I know the bench sucks. I'm talking about the top-end talent that we always talk about. Any way you want to rank the top three on the Celtics right now, he has never had more talent than he has right now. Tatum is
Disagree.
A better player, a more winning player than Kyrie ever was.
It's different.
And Al Horford is no better than Gordon Hayward. Jaylen Brown's better than any of those other. This is the most talented team he's ever had.
Okay, look, I'm going to stop you there.
This might be the best team he's ever had. I'm not going to argue that. It's not the most talented. Last year was the most talented. They didn't come together. They didn't gel.
So Tatum, Walker, who's your third?
Brown.
You go Brown over Hayward?
Right
yeah,
now,
definitely.
I would. Yeah, right
yeah,
now, I would.
Fine. That's the big three right now versus Kyrie, Horford, and then who do you put third there?
I mean, Hayward, Tatum. Brown.
Young like, Tatum, young Brown.
Yeah, last year's team had more talent. I don't know. Maybe you disagree. I don't. I mean, that's how I feel. Now, that doesn't mean they played better. They had more talent.
No, I go this team. Because I think Kemba Walker's close to Kyrie Irving. I like Kemba Walker better. Certainly because of the intangibles. And you say pure talent. Kyrie, I get it, is probably a half step ahead of Kemba Walker. I think Kemba Walker's a tough kid. Better defender. Stronger. I like Kemba Walker better. And Tatum is better than anything they've had the last couple. Is Jason Tatum playing better right now than Kyrie Irving did at his height in Boston that first
yeah,
year?
Yeah, I think so.
It's close. That first half of the first year, Kyrie was pretty good.
I mean,
he was really good.
So again, the way he phrased it was talented. I didn't say better. This team's better. Talented last year. They had more talent. They didn't gel. That's what made last year such a sin. The fact that they had all that talent and they couldn't do anything with it.
Have we settled on a consensus greatest American ginger athlete of all time?
No, we have not.
I mean, who would it be?
Bill Walton.
No.
I seem to get in a lot for Bill Walton.
Bill Walton, he won one championship. He wasn't healthy enough, unfortunately for him.
Well, two, really, right? He won one with Portland.
Oh, Portland, yeah, right. Duh. Portland, two. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, two. All right, fine. I mean, we just got to settle one. Bill Walton, the greatest American ginger athlete of all time, or is it Sonny Jurgensen? Or is it, you know, who?
You got me.
Who is it?
That's really it. And a lot of people up in my feed with Sean White, but again, real sports, please.
No, please. Yeah. All you people, take your skateboards and go to the library, okay, and play around on the steps. Here's Brian in New Hampshire. Hi, Brian.
I got one for Jay Stu. What about Stephen Neal? He wrestled in college, beat Brock Lesnar, embarrassed him in the national finals.
He wasn't no ginger.
And then under the Patriots.
He wasn't a ginger. And if the guard Stephen Neal is the greatest ginger American athlete of all time, the ginger athlete in America is in real, real trouble. I like the guy. He was tremendous, but please.
There's some red in some images on Google of Stephen Neal with red hair.
So fine. Even if I give you ginger status, that's your guy?
Beat Brock Lesnar. That's impressive.
Kyle in the car. Go. Kyle?
Hey, got to bring steroids back to baseball. It's Mark McGwire. He's the greatest American hero.
Okay, Mark McGwire, the greatest ginger American athlete of all time.
He was a fraud. A lot of people trying to make a case for Boomer Esiason, too, but there's too many pictures of him blonde.
He's blondie.
Yeah.
He's blondie.
That's more of a strawberry blonde.
I'll tell you, I've spent a lot of time in my life thinking about sports. This is not one that crossed my radar before.
Well, it all goes back to why Murray discriminates against the ginger, because he does. He profiles. His big thing about Andy Dalton, that's how we all started on this nonsense.
He sucks regardless of his hair color.
No, but you always go to the ginger.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, I definitely discriminate against the ginger pro athlete. I expect the worst out of them, and Todd Marinovich is the first that always comes to my mind. So, yeah, I hold that against him, but no matter what his hair color is, brown, blonde, bald like me, Andy Dalton blows.
We're just trying to figure out if this is a fair stereotype or not.
Fun sounds like on sports radio.
Yeah, I know. I'm not comfortable with it. I'm not used to it. I'm a little uneasy with the whole thing. We'll get back to the Brady Watch, my comfort zone, after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline ma.org.